All right, let's finish Reality Radio a little bit late today. That means we're going to run a little bit long, coming up on 9:59 a.m. As long as it's almost 10 o'clock, you're listening to 98Q Country, 98.3 FM, WCQM, on the Civic Media Radio Network. All of these conversations we've had, everybody from the Park Falls Lions to the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, you can find on 98QCountry.com. Over the next couple hours, my job will be to archive these conversations, including this next one. We'll finish with the Glidden Cardboard Boat Races. You know, it's funny. I think, I'll admit, did I get your name? We've been chatting with all kinds of...
Nickname's Sparky.
Sparky?
My real name's Pat.
Pat, Sparky. You're Sparky to me if you allow me to call you that. We've got Sparky here with us, a.k.a. Pat. Our representative today for the Cardboard Boat Races taking place on the 4th of July right there in Glidden. And this isn't the first one of these, correct? This has happened before?
This is the first one. Yep, and we're not going to call it the annual because we got to see how it goes first.
Fair enough. This thing has to qualify for becoming an annual event, right? Well, on the 4th of July, after the 11 o'clock parade right there on the Chippewa River downtown, you guys are going to be hosting, and it's exactly what people think. Cardboard might be the worst material for making boats, and therefore you guys are going to do that and see how far people can get them to go. But, you know, actually, this reminds me of the truck and tractor pull that we were talking about earlier. If you give people some restrictions, you must satisfy these conditions, go.
Right.
You get the coolest moments of human creativity ever. So in this case, it's a boat that must be made of cardboard, duct tape, and latex paint only. Those are the only allowable materials. It can be any shape or size. It's got to hold two people, and the race is on a timer. So just getting to the end isn't all. You got to do it in a reasonable time, and you might end up stopping halfway. Let's be real. A lot of these boats wouldn't even make it if you gave them all day. And that's the whole point. So I'm realizing that the reason I thought this might not be the first one was because something similar happened Flamborama a couple years ago. They did a boat race like this at the pool. They held that in a pool because I think there were some pretty realistic expectations. But, I mean, what do we think is going to happen here? Are people going to make it to the end, or is this just going to be a lot of swimming?
Well, we're hoping some make it. We do want some to sink because there is a prize for the Titanic. So the best sinking will also get a prize. And there's also going to be the banners like Miss America wears. There's a few of those. So if you're caught cheating, you have to wear that for the rest of the day throughout the 4th of July at the park. And everywhere in town, you have to wear the cheater banner across your chest.
So. Well, now, so let's touch on those prizes quickly, but we're going to have to circle back to that. Cash and trophies for first, second, and third place. Trophies for best decorated, most original, and the Titanic Award for the most entertaining sinking event. Now, what? I don't want to give anybody ideas who can't think of it, but how might a person it even cheat?
Using glue between your layers of cardboard. If we think you are, we're gonna have a tent at the end of the race and we're gonna tear it down. We'll have a tear down committee just like the NASCAR does, and everybody will get to watch. And if we find glue or something that's not on the three items, you will have to wear the banner and you will be disqualified. And so it's more sticking it to you kind of thing.
Oh yeah, well, and you mentioned the NASCAR tear down committee, but I'll be honest, what I thought of when you said that was those TV shows where you can watch Border Patrol x-raying people's cars.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll never believe what they'll hide behind the speakers. You know, like, it's just like, yeah, there's some wood glue on this cardboard. Now, for those who are thinking, okay, this sounds risky. First of all, life jackets are required, provided if you need them, but they will be required. And you guys are providing the paddles too.
Correct.
Which I think is a kindness, because if people are going to make cardboard paddles, then I'm suddenly thinking about that Mythbusters Alcatraz escape kind of thing. And it's like, and they made cardboard paddles.
And fire department personnel will be along the banks and some in the river actually there. So nobody, I mean, if you tip, you'll be out of the water in 10 seconds. There's going to be people along the whole route watching for anybody that sinks or tips over, whatever, and we'll get you out before your life preserver can just about get wet.
You know, I'm trying to turn on the performer brain and come up with ideas for like outfits people might wear, but let's be real. Anything I can think of is going to not hold a candle to what people are actually going to show up wearing and putting on their boats. Have you watched something like this before, or where did the decision come from to do this?
Spud got the idea from, and he was somewhere, and they had done it a while back, and he thought, you know, that'd be cool in Glidden just to get the community together and just see what happens. So he's putting this, Sappy Woodyard, more or less, Roger Beeble, was putting this all together. And it was his brainstorm, so we're just kind of going with it. We're It's kind of rolling off. It's tongue-in-cheek for the first year. He came up with the rules, and you can have masts on your boat. You can have the, you know, like the ships with the lady out front, whatever you want to put on the boat, as long as it's cardboard, duct tape, and latex paint, there's nothing else that matters. It can be square, it can be round, but it has to hold two people. And making it to the finish line, I believe first is 500, first place, second is 300, and third place is 200. And then we're not sure yet, depending on the donations, what the other prizes will be for most creative and such.
Well, so it's apparent on the face of it that we're testing things out a little bit. We'll see. And like you said, we're not calling it annual yet, but if you hear about it again next year, awesome. That means that this one went well, right? This is a, well, we're dipping a toe in the water along with a lot of cardboard.
Correct.
If you will. You mentioned one of the sponsors, that Woodyard, but why don't we circle around and talk about those sponsors, if I may? We've got From Glidden, Northern State Bank, Winter Woods, Bear Necessities, NP Enterprises, Dead Squirrel, Lena's Bar and Grill. Oh, we love Lena. Her name is everywhere. Bear Gas, Sheep Farm Construction, Bear Den Storage, Lumber Yard Plus, Don and Diane, formerly D&D, Ted Wagner and Mark Nolan. Or is that Nolan? Noten? Ted Wagner and Mark N.
Nolan, yes, Nolan.
I think it's somebody crossed their L there. It looks like something I would do.
Yeah.
And then Sappy Woodyard there, you mentioned there too. From out of town, we got the Butternut Cafe, Garmisch Resort in Cable, Buddha's Bar on Lake, where?
Lake Galilee.
All right, I need to look at a map around here. Drop Time Bar in Cayuga, Bobbers on the Lake, Empty Pockets, the Ransom Bar in Clam Lake. We've got
Luloff
Services in Park Falls, Renee's Roadhouse in Anchorage, Alaska. We'll circle back to that one. And what is this? CO in Seward, Alaska?
Yeah, Catalyst Marine.
Ah, gotcha.
Catalyst Marine
in Seward, Alaska. All right. Again, we're going to circle back to those, but we also wanted to give some special thanks, if you would. Why don't you go ahead?
R&M Docks in Clam Lake. Richard Rookema, he's going to provide the docks for starting and finish line, and he's providing all the life preservers and paddles free of charge. We thank him immensely. Signature Signs is helping make the trophies and the sign, and the Glidden Fire Department for placing guys along the river and being our safety net so nobody gets hurt on this.
So Renee up there at Renee's Roadhouse, how did you guys get her involved in this?
So a friend of ours from Alaska just made up the name, more or less. He picked somebody in, and there's a roadhouse up there, and there's a girl, Glenn, we call her name's Renee, and he just come up with that, and he just wanted to donate, and he wanted Alaska named in there. So
I love it. If the only reason that Alaska's here is because somebody from there wanted it to be here, perfect.
Yep.
What better reason exists to accept a little bit of sponsorship? And thank you to all of these organizations for putting on the cardboard boat race that's on the 4th of July in Glidden on the Chippewa River downtown, taking place a loose start time of after the 11 o'clock parade. So really the obvious perfect plan here, be there for the festivities in Glidden on the 4th of July, take in the parade, enjoy it, and bring your cardboard duct tape latex boat. Do people have to register if they want to participate, or can they show up with the craft?
I believe they can just show up with the craft. We'll sign them in as they come, get your name. There's no entrance fee or nothing. Just put your boat in the water and you'll finish. You could win.
I want to issue a challenge to somebody out there. Don't just make yourself a cardboard boat. I want you to make a cardboard boat that does well in this race without looking any different from a normal box. I want it to look like somebody sitting there like, yeah, I might have taken delivery of a yard umbrella. You know, just a long, narrow box, but it does as well as a kayak. Somebody out there can do this. I know it. I'm confident.
Yep.
Go ahead.
I have heard that kneeling down is your best bet in the boat. So a little tip for people, don't bother trying to make a seat across like a normal boat has. Just kneel down and try and stay in the middle.
Right. And if you're lifting yourself up off the bottom of the boat, by the nature of that action, you are lifting the center of gravity. You're going over sideways. So let's eliminate the tipping. You've got enough challenges. These are cardboard, duct tape, and latex paint. And if you hear that list and think, boy, I can make something waterproof out of that, prove it. Prove it, please, on the 4th of July in downtown Glidden. Guys, thank you so much for being here talking to us about the Glidden Cardboard Boat Races. It's a 4th of July event that you will not want to miss. We've been talking about fireworks down in Phillips and Glidden Cardboard Boat Races. We're going to have goofballs to the north and ooh and ahs to the south, and I can't wait for 4th of July weekend here in the Northwoods. Once again, guys, thank you so much. If you guys want to listen to more about this conversation we've had, listen back to the whole conversation, go to 98qcountry.com. In the 98Q podcast section in the top right, you can listen back once I've done my job and gotten all of this archived. But that's it for Reality Radio today. Thank you again, guys. I appreciate your time.
Appreciate your time.
Check it out, 98QCountry.com. That's it for me today here on 98Q. I'm Gray. You're the best. My favorite people. Thank you for listening. We'll see you right here on 98Q tomorrow.